I'm Patrick Donnelly here with Elizabeth Jaguer of the Clarkson Golden Knights for this week's Inside ECAC Player Profile. Elizabeth has 35 goals and 28 assists for 63 points on the year, good enough to lead her team in scoring, lead the nation in goals, and rank second in the nation in points. Thanks so much for doing this, Elizabeth. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. So the team swept the weekend with wins against Harvard and Dartmouth last weekend. What did you see from the team's performance over those two games?
Yeah, we for sure went there with a short bench. We have a lot of injuries, so for sure we were expecting nothing less but a hard, like a tough two games. And we knew that Friday's game was going to be hard against Harvard since they're just next to us in the ranking. So we had to do our best and bring the effort. And for Dartmouth, we knew that it was going to be their last game since they have not in the playoffs, so we would get a good game, and we did. But we got the win, and that's all that matters.
And personally, you had a great weekend on the ice with a four-goal outburst against Harvard before a goal and assist against Dartmouth. Could you just speak on your own performance on the two games?
Yeah, for sure. I had a good weekend, but like I said, we had a short bench, so we all knew that we had to step up. I knew that I had to step up a lot this weekend, and I think my line played really good. The two people, Gabrielle and Brooke, played really good this weekend, and I mean, I ended up with the goals, but the whole team did a great job. MP got goalie of the week. She saved, I think, almost 70 shots total, so I think it was a team effort, despite like the goals and stuff.
And obviously you've been having a great year on the ice, and you're in the middle of a 10-game point streak with goals in six straight. What's been clicking for you lately and really on the year overall?
Yeah, I think I'm just having fun. I have a lot of ice time since the bench and everything, and I'm just having fun out there and trying to just have confidence in myself to do stuff that sometimes like maybe the past years I haven't like had the confidence in me like that, and I think just that makes me do well on the ice, and I'm just gonna keep having fun, and hopefully it goes well again in the playoffs.
And speaking of playoffs, you guys got the conference playoffs this weekend with Colgate. You've won a national title and consistently been in the tournament. How do you think those experiences can help you and the team as you get into the stretch run here?
Yeah, it's for sure going to help, and I think it's going to be a great matchup. Like you said, we played them also in the 2018 championship game. They're going to want to beat us. We're going to want to beat them, so I think it's going to be a great weekend of hockey, and a lot can happen, and hopefully we get out of there with the wins.
And just switching gears and looking back on the recruiting process for you a little bit, what helped you choose Clarkson when it came down to making that final decision?
They went too far from home, and they came down to my hometown, watched me play a lot. Then they brought me here, and as soon as I got here, I mean, it's a small campus. There's not like a lot of stuff around, I would say. So I like that. Like, it's small. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows you. The staffs were like, they were amazing to me. They were really nice. And I think I knew I would fit in well here, so.
And you had a lot of success in minor hockey leading up to college. Did you always have your sights set on college hockey, or when did you realize that college hockey or even D1 was going to be an option for you?
No, I didn't know at all, actually, because in Quebec City, where I'm from, also I didn't really speak English, so I wasn't really paying attention to any of this, but it was mostly a year before I came here that I actually realized, like, wow, I could go D1 there. I didn't really think about it. I was mostly looking into the Quebec League, so it was really just a year before I came here, and I realized, and Clarkson was close, and they were really nice to me, and all of that, so that's why I came here.
And just ending on a couple lighter questions, there's the stereotype that hockey players can be superstitious. So do you consider yourself to be superstitious? Like, do you have any pregame routines or rituals you stick to?
Not at all. Right. I really don't do any. No, I don't have anything, and I don't really do the same exact thing every game. So, no, I'm not at all.
And then just one more for you. Do you have a favorite place to play on the road? And if so, why?
I love playing at Cornell, even though it's really hard to play there because the fans and stuff, they're crazy there. You can tell they love their team, but every time we go there, it's such a good game, and it's so fun to play in the rink.
All right, well, thanks again for taking the time for this, Elizabeth. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.